What's going on, everybody? This is the Big Whip right here, Urban 95, still SummerSlam weekend, and I got the high-flying, the aerial superstar. I don't even know what else to say. I got the boy Ricochet. What's going on, dog?
Not much, man. Enjoying SummerSlam weekend.
Okay, man. Now, I'm going to get right to it. You got one of the biggest matches on the card. You're going against the social media influencer, the TikTok superstar. And that boy can throw them things. Logan Paul, man. How do you feel about this upcoming match, man?
I feel great. I love the pressure. I love the audience, the eyes, the views. I like being in the spotlight. So anytime I can be in the spotlight for any reason, I love it.
That's what's up, man. Now, you talked about the word spotlight. And I got to take a word that we use. It's called spot. You guys had an amazing big move at the Royal Rumble. We all know about that. But he actually said he made you a star by doing that. He said you never got that many views in your life, man. How do you feel about that?
He said that because I said it to him. I said it to his face on Raw when I said Ricochet made Logan go viral.
Woo!
But then he wants to go on his podcast and talk about me. But it's all good. I mean, he's got his opinions. He's got, you know, obviously he does. He is a social media person, but like, you can. I got receipts. I got receipts on why I've been viral. I've been a moment maker. I've been, you know, somebody who's not been afraid to like go in there and do something that the people are gonna remember. So I mean, he's got his views, but we all know what the deal is.
I definitely know what it is, man. Now both of you guys are amazingly athletic, but before it was just a matchup. He chose to bring in something, and I got to bring it up too. I'm getting engaged as well. I'm going to have a fiance, so I know how serious that is. He chose to bring that up in the other night, man. How did you feel when he actually brought that up on live TV?
I think it stems from, I don't say insecurity, but I think it stems from, if you remember, like the past, like the 2 weeks before that, I laid him out twice. He came out to talk, but I laid him out twice, whether that was the super kick on the phone or whether that was when I did the flip out and then do something. So I don't want to say like it was insecurity, but it was definitely, I was under his skin. I was under his skin. So he had to do something to get under my skin because I've been cool this whole time, calm, collected the whole time, you know? So I think he was just trying to do something that could rattle me. And it did rattle, like, at the end of the night, he knocked me out because I was not thinking right. I wasn't thinking right. You know, you mentioned Sam and I kind of, you know, go off the wild wire. But again, I think it just came something to like get his advantage back or whatever it is he thinks it is. But I think he just tried to get under my skin. For sure. And it worked.
And that's the thing about it, man. You talked about getting under your skin. You got to deal with Logan Paul. You got to deal with his followers.
Yeah.
You got to deal with Samantha. You got to deal with 75,000 plus people in Detroit going crazy, man. Will you be able to bottle up that energy and just exert it on him? I know you're not going to be shook, dog.
Yeah. I think, you know, Monday was a big wake-up call for me. Like, he's got that right hand. That right hand can literally come from anywhere. We've seen him. I've been hit with it before. It absolutely hurts. So, whatever happened before, it happened. But Saturday is that's when the light's shining brightest. That's when the spotlight is on you the most. That's when the pressure's the highest. But that's also where Ricochet thrives. I think that's where Ricochet does his best work, is when the pressure's on. So, I mean, I'm ready for Saturday. There's not going to be, you're not going to get under my skin. I'm not going to make any mistakes. Saturday is the day.
That's what's up, man. Now, before I get out of here, I'm from right here in Detroit, man. So how does it feel to be in a Motor City? You know, we got a story, wrestling history, man.
Yeah.
And again, you on one of the biggest matches on the card. How does that feel with the whole Detroit energy, man?
It's great. I love Motor City. I love going. I love every time I'm in Detroit, going to like the Detroit City, the Hall of Music Hall of Fame, or whatever it is. I like the city. I have one of my best friends. His family is actually from the Detroit area. So I've been to Detroit a couple of times, not just for wrestling. I love it here. I mean, it's the passion that, again, just the Midwestern, because I'm from Kentucky, so like just that Mid-Eastern, Midwestern fandom of wrestling. You grow up, it's something that you just, it's your backbone. And then being here, you can really feel that. Even here in this room, like all you guys and stuff, you can really feel the excitement, how you guys are excited about what's happening.
For sure.
That makes us excited even more. So in Detroit, it's been bringing that all week. I've been here for all week. So, I mean, we're here in Detroit, Rock City, baby. We're doing big.
That's what's up, fam. Well, I want to thank you very much. You guys heard it. You need to be there tomorrow. Ford Field, SummerSlam, Ricochet, Logan Paul. Don't miss it. For sure.